I'd like you to relax. I want you to use your mind. So right now, find a place to sit or recline. Get yourself nice and comfortable. And I want you to close your eyes down. Because prosperity and abundance begins in your mind. And this right now is your opportunity to use your inner mind creatively, to unblock, to produce, even to enhance abundance and positive reprogramming is how to begin to make all of this happen. Now, abundance can come in many forms. Money is just one. And your life may already be more abundant than you ever realized. Not only can you increase your own abundance, but you can become more aware of all the abundance already in your life. As you begin to evaluate any material success, you can realize now that abundance is a good thing, and that you are worthy of it. So to begin, I'd like you to pay particular attention to your breathing. Paying particular attention to the incoming breath. And then paying attention to the outgoing breath. And beginning to notice the flow of the incoming breath and the outgoing breath. And you can allow yourself to simply observe your thoughts, both coming and going. And sometimes the thoughts coming and going may steal your attention. And you won't even realize that it's taken place until you return back to that breathing and that awareness of the incoming and the outgoing breath. And at this stage, you can relax without judgment and allow yourself to pay attention once again to the incoming breath and the outgoing breath. You see, it's part of the law of reciprocation. As you breathe in, you will inevitably breathe out. And as you breathe out and give, it's perfectly appropriate to breathe in and receive. Just the same as is life. As you give, it's perfectly natural to receive. And if you were to notice throughout your life, the permission or not that you were given to receive, and the nature of your giving, you'll get a sense of the prosperity and the abundance that's all around you. If you were to imagine a long, long time back, to the moment when you began to exist in the physical world, that moment when you became conscious, and if you noticed it in hindsight on the line of time behind you, knowing what you know now, paying particular attention to the nature of the life that you've lived to date and what you've received and what you've given without judgment. If you were to notice the journey as an observer, impartial, and bring that awareness from now and float that awareness up and outside your body, because you can. and allow that awareness to travel through time, back to the past, back to when that first consciousness became aware, in the physical world, to a little child. And if you were to notice particularly the innocence and beauty, the purity, the curiosity, the awareness of that little being, I imagine that you'd notice also, if you allowed yourself to notice, that that beautiful little being deserved everything good, was everything good, filled with potential, innocent, pure potential. And if you were to notice that any idea of doubt or hesitation or not deserving, any negative self-judgment, any lack of thinking, any hesitation, it didn't exist in that first consciousness. So if you were to place your attention on that particular moment in time, tell me. Tell me how, in any way, is it not okay for that little being of consciousness to deserve all goodness, to deserve love, nurturing, abundance, prosperity, health, friendship, connection, and all of the other abundance that's infinitely possible around. And if you were to notice that little being now, even more closely, I imagine it would be impossible to recognize that little being as in any way not enough, in any way not deserving, in any way somehow selected to enjoy or suffer the road of lack and fear and disappointment. And as you recognize the perfect deservingness of this little being, I want you to notice that since then, and who you've become, that perhaps you somehow hesitated at that recognition, and at some level deep down, decided that you somehow are not enough, that you somehow do not deserve, that you somehow need to suffer, that you somehow deserve a negative, sad, struggling environment. So that it's not okay for you to have money, it's not okay for you to have happiness and connection. So if you were to take that little child by the hand, or lift them up and carry them, and turn towards now, bringing their innocent awareness of their true potential, coupled with your previous experience in the past of suffering and hesitation and not being enough and fear and worry, and both of you start to travel from then towards now, slowly recognizing as you come through time any moments where you faced resistance. And in that moment, you can stop right there and begin to notice what you notice about the events externally that are taking place, that may in some way have been interpreted by that previous child as though they're not enough, that they're the problem. That sometimes in the mind of a child, the child gets things wrong. So as you review that previous circumstance, I want you to notice, knowing what you know now, the amazing child right next to you. And how in any way they could have ever been at fault, could have ever been the problem. And notice the external circumstance that they're experiencing in the moment of that previous journey. And it's up to you now to make a correction. A correction in your mind through recognizing their beauty, through recognizing that it wasn't their fault. That whatever was going on externally, difficulty with parents, or another family circumstance, or a connection, or a comment that was made, a judgment that was made, a loud voice, a pointed finger, anger, fear, anything else, notice that it wasn't the child's fault or cause. That they were simply there as a witness. And no matter what happened, their perfection, as you recognize them right now, is still there. And in that case, allow this moment of recognition to release the old decision, the old hesitation, from wherever it's being held in your nervous system. And in your emotions, release it. And allow it to be replaced right now by the original recognition of beauty and abundance and joy, health, fun, play, and the anticipation of growing and establishing and increasing the breath in to receive more. And the breath out to give. In full measure, just letting it go. And you can make a new decision. That I am well. I am prosperous. I am whole. I am perfectly imperfect. I'm strong and powerful and loving. And now you can move further through time. Both of you moving further through time towards now. Moving through time towards now with a new sense of opportunity. Through giving freely and receiving with abundance, with respect and love for others. And with the magic infinite opportunities that are continuously available to you. To those that are prepared to recognize their own worth, and then allow it to become associated with the worthiness and the beauty of all life around. So as you travel back through time towards now, going to another place and another time and another moment and another situation where, or not, there may have been some hesitation and self-doubt, or fear, or hurt, or worry, or loss, you can stop in that moment and pay attention to any part of you that made that bad decision back then. That in some way you were not enough. That in some way you were lacking. That your hurt, or resentment, or your unforgiveness, or anger, or fear became embodied as a permanent hesitation. A hesitation that you brought with you through life. And in this moment, replace it. Through recognizing once again that child, their innocence, their play, their joy, that magical wonder, the perfect potential, the curiosity and fun and energy and thrill at creating all sorts of wonders. And notice where the feeling of that recognition of this amazing young being is. Notice where the feeling of that recognition of this amazing young child is in your awareness. Notice all the love you have. If you were to look closely at this young being and how they possibly could be the problem or the fault for what is happening, for the circumstance that they have experienced through life as a young one. And as you allow yourself to notice this beautiful little child, you can lift off any decision of hesitation. You can remove any lack and replace it with the recognition of their incredible, amazing childlikeness. And if you were to notice them at any stage of being through time in the past, notice how they were always magnificent, always a miracle. And life and its dance, it brings challenge, it brings difficulty. And when we really understand challenge and difficulty, we can understand that it's there for us to build strength. It's there for us to build resistance, to power, to deal with life and its dance. And that external circumstances are not who we are now. Circumstances that take place, and that we deal with them from a position of self-love, compassion, building skill and awareness, becoming resilient and more powerful, of growing ourselves into powerful, wise, loving, flexible thinkers that truly deserve abundance and prosperity and wealth. And as we continue through, we begin to find a new sense of self starting to evolve through the growing resilience from the circumstances that have now turned into opportunities for growth. And from that ability of love and opportunity, we're able to attract abundance and prosperity. The world responds to us. The world responds to who we bring to the world. So as you recognize the true potential within you, to bring you as an opportunity-filled, joy-filled, prosperous, abundant, thinking, loving being to each day, I can only imagine. It could be magical what you could attract. Because your attention now is on the opportunity of abundance, rather than on hiding away from abundance, resisting being seen. And that child beside you now returns within you. As you begin to feel and recognize your own magic and beauty and wonder. Because you know that abundance comes not from you, but it flows through you. And by allowing this flow of abundance, you can grow and absorb and serve, that you might even be a channel for others. You're now tuning into the aura of abundance that surrounds you, like a magnetic field of a magnet that extends way beyond the magnet itself. So it is with your energy field, reaching out far beyond your physical self. And as that magnet, it draws abundance towards you, and it also attracts and guides you towards abundance. And as it does so, you can feel more relaxed and in control of your own emotions and feelings with a new sense of self, realizing that although there are people and situations out there which are out of your control, you now have more control over your own actions, your reactions, within any given situation. within interactions with people. And whenever you find yourself in a situation in which you might have felt frustrated, you no longer let yourself get frustrated. When you find yourself in a situation in which you start to feel frustrated, you'll say to yourself, stop. You can take a few deep breaths. Relax. Clear your mind. And realize how you feel so much more confident and healthy when you don't allow yourself to get frustrated. You're in control of your emotions and your actions. So there's no reason for you to feel that frustration any longer. Instead of becoming frustrated, if you hear something that you don't agree with, or perhaps even when you don't get your own way, you'll now react with more understanding of the whole situation. Always with that respect for the other person's opinions too. You can accept that not everything goes exactly how you planned. And that's okay. That's life's little dance. And it's now okay to not agree with everyone and everything in life. You can simply enjoy feeling calm and relaxed, at peace with yourself. You're a person now who doesn't get frustrated about things that are out of your control. And it's so wonderful to feel healthier, with a lot less stress. And that stress continues to dissolve of its own accord as you simply let it go. You now approach abundance and prosperity and success with childlike curiosity, with excitement, with a willingness to learn and to grow and to change. You're happy to succeed, and you can welcome success with open arms. And you can begin to do this now, as I begin to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, I'll say fully aware. And your eyes can open. You can then feel fully aware, calm, rested, refreshed and relaxed. So let's start with 1, slowly and calmly returning to full awareness. 2, each muscle and nerve in your body loose, limp and relaxed. 3, from head to toe, feeling physically perfect, emotionally calm and serene. And 4, on the next number I count, eyelids open, fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, filling with energy and ready to go. And 5, fully aware now, eyelids open, take a nice long, slow, deep breath, fill up those lungs, and have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.